Before we look ahead to this year, I want to kind of get some thoughts on last year. Pretty good year for the Tigers going through all that COVID mess, 5-1. Tough loss to Lamar in the playoffs, but you did beat eventual state champion Eaton during the regular season and Platte Valley. So pretty good season for the Tigers through all that mess.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, definitely unique for everybody, you know, kind of across the board. And you know, it was actually unique for, you know, each team because there were different restrictions, you know, by county, you know, that you kind of had to follow and what practice protocols you had to follow. You know, so we had to kind of, you know, navigate through our cohorting to where, you know, we had to keep our groups to a certain number and, you know, social distance and all that stuff. But for the most part, there were some times, you know, during the season where you were able to kind of normalize it, you know, to a certain extent with the way you practiced and how you grouped people. But, you know, everybody was navigating through it and everybody was kind of faced with the same challenges. And, you know, everybody got through with it a pretty good year. You know, it was a pretty successful, you know, state tournament for the football. And, you know, the Pueblo was able to host that and they were able to crown, you know, champions last year. So, you know, all in all, it ended up being pretty successful. Even though everybody was faced with those COVID circumstances.
Yeah, and we talked off air. You had your camp last week, so because you didn't go to a team camp, and so far so good. Everything seems back to normal for you, is what you said.
Yeah, for the most part, we haven't had any mandates or anything be given out to us at this point. We've been allowed to just kind of start practice off, you know, in a year. That was without, you know, minus COVID, you know, if you take this COVID out of the picture, how you would, you know, start and have access to your school facilities like locker rooms and everything and no restrictions on how to practice and things like that. It's been, you know, pretty straight shooting for us so far. But, you know, with school beginning to start here for us next week, you know, things could change on you, you know, and we'll have to be able to be flexible and adjust to it. But, you know, hopefully things just kind of keep going in the same direction they are, and we'll able to continue to try to build on this and, you know, put a good product out on the field on Friday night.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Looking to this year's club, I know Sterling, in the past, a lot of what you do goes through your quarterback offensively, and you do have experience coming back there. And Roddick McCracken had a pretty good year. I think battled some injuries, but still had a pretty good year for you last year as a junior.
Yeah, Roddick stepped in nicely, you know, for that position and, you know, doing the things that, you know, the offensive coordinator is asking him to do, you know, as far as managing the offense and, you know, picking up on the nuances and then being able to kind of develop himself into how he fits and then finding what he does well and trying to capitalize on those things and allowing him to even expand on it a little bit, you know, to where he can, you know, kind of pick and choose some of the things that he's comfortable with and be able to get us into the right plays if need be. So, you know, it's been a help having him back in that respect and just trying to step in and fill a leadership void that you always lose, you know, year in, year out when you're graduating guys. So I've been pleased with Raddick so far in fall camp.
Yeah, your receiving group last year arguably could have been among the best group in Class 2A, but two of them are gone to graduation. You do have Jackson Kyle back, so with him back as leader, that'll help, but you have to develop some new kids out on the outside again this year.
Well, we will, and actually, we don't have Jackson this year. He decided to skip his senior year, so he's kind of focusing in on trying to get himself ready for basketball and see if he can get himself a scholarship there. So he decided that he was going to skip over his senior year football. So, yeah, we do have some shoes to fill across the board, you know, as far as the wideout group goes. But there were some kids last year that we were able to get in the rotation a little bit and get some things experienced, whether it was offensively or defensively. You know, so they got a little bit of taste of game time, and, you know, they've been able to study the offense for the last couple of years. So they should be able to step in and fill in, you know, for us and get some positive out of that.
Finishing your group on that side of the ball, your guys up front, some of the top kids that will perform for you there.
We have a couple guys back from last year. Chase Albrandt and Ethan Rose will be back from last year's line. And you know, they're doing a nice job this season, and you know, we've been kind of talking to them about the experience that we lost off that. That they're going to be the guys that, you know, are going to be found and looked to in leadership spots because You know, a lot of the guys that had played for us previously had been, you know, in those positions where those two, Chase and Ethan, didn't have to be as active in that. But now that they are the alpha dogs, so to speak, that they've got to step in and be the leaders for that crew. And they're doing a nice job of trying to bring along the younger guys and some of the guys that are having to step in and, you know, being patient and trying to develop a cohesive unit, you know, being the best way they can. So, and, you know, been also very pleased with the, how they've handled that transition and how they're handling it and showing the maturity, you know, to handle it the right way.
Over on defense, Coach, looked at your numbers and your top three tacklers did graduate, but after that you've got quite a bit of experience coming back, so could be pretty stout on that side of the ball.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, we definitely have to replace some talent, you know, on that side. And, you know, we'll be lacking some experience in a couple areas, but some of the guys that we do have coming back did get to see some action, you know, last year, and we were able to step in when, you know, we lost a couple of guys to COVID, quarantine, you know, and we had, you know, a couple of injury things happen. So they were able to get a taste of it last year, of, you know, what it takes to kind of get out there on Friday and compete at the varsity level. You know, so hopefully we can, you know, get everything kind of taught and get those guys in the right positions to do the things that we don't give them too much, you know, to feed them too much, to try to give them enough to where they can learn everything and everything kind of, you know, comes second nature, so that they can play fast and you know, perform on that side. So we've been kind of trying to do that these last couple of weeks through this camp, is teach some of the base schemes and make sure that we're not throwing too much at those guys for their inexperience and getting them in positions to do what they do well and then go out and be able to execute.
All right. Looking at your schedule, Coach, I chuckled again because I don't know if we could talk if you didn't have a tough non-conference schedule. Every year we visit, you have one of the best schedules before the conference in any class, and this year's the same. Whereas Christian, Eaton, Evergreen out of 3A, Scottsbluff from Nebraska, always a great program there. So, again, nothing easy through that first month.
No, and, you know, we've always kind of scheduled that way. We've kind of done it that way in the last few years. You know, we've developed some good, you know, rivalries and rapports actually with some of those teams, you know, and because you know what Eaton's going to bring to the table every time, you know what Rez is going to bring to the table every time, and you know we don't want to shy away from that, because if you're wanting to, you know, win your league and make a playoff appearance, that you got to kind of try to get some of that competition out in front of you. So that, you know, your team and your, you know, the coaching staff, you get kind of a taste of, you know, what does the elite look like and, you know, where are we in comparison to that and what do we have to work on this season. So, you know, we play in a pretty tough league anyway, you know, so it also helps us prepare for the teams that we face, you know, in the Patriot East. So we never really shy away from that. And, you know, some of it is just a matter of, you know, who can come out and play and who wants to, you know, set up two games and get that scheduled with you. So, you know, we're pretty happy with that, and you know, we look forward to the challenges, and you know, we'll just see how everything turns out.
All right. Another thing that kind of stays the same is league battles with Platte Valley. This year it's set for October 8th, and again, it looks like that game may determine first and second in that Patriot East.
It's possible, and I think, you know, there's a couple teams there. I think Brush is also, you know, you're going to have to keep an eye on them. They've got some guys coming back. You know, in the offense and defense, and you know, with what they do there, you know, so I think either between those three teams, yeah, you could have a pretty interesting race. And then, you know, you get a team like Valley, who had a really good year last year, and with some guys coming back, and then you have Central just picking up, you know, the new coach, Ruben Harrison, you know, who used to coach against a lot of years, Morgan, you know, what type of coach he is, you know, and what he can bring and how he can build the program along. So, you know, there's, you know, things that are going to be positive and challenging in our league, and we just kind of look forward to getting out and competing.